On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Today, trying to recoup back pay. A year after Hurricane Katrina, damaged homes and businesses are just reopening after months of back-breaking repair work. Some immigrant day laborers say they were cheated out of back pay while cleaning up storm debris. Now they're fighting to get their money. From member station WETA, Eric Kneeler has the story.
The half-dozen men crowded in a small apartment all have similar versions of the same tough luck story. A year ago, they were recruited from the parking lot at a 7-Eleven in suburban Maryland. The Hispanic subcontractor promised 6 months of steady work cleaning up floating casinos in Biloxi and Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Alejandro Rodriguez is a 55-year-old bricklayer from El Salvador. He says that he and the other workers were tricked. He says they were told there would be free clothes, food, and everything. But in the end, there was nothing. And he says they weren't even paid. Rodriguez says he is owed for more than 24 days of wages plus overtime. Francisco Luna of Chiapas, Mexico, thought he had won the lottery after being promised 6 months of work at $10 an hour. That's $1.50 more an hour than he was making washing dishes. But the cleanup job lasted only 3 weeks, and the conditions were pretty bad.
It was tough work because we were in unsanitary areas in deep mud and sometimes throwing out rotten food from freezers.
Luna and Rodriguez are two of about 50 day laborers from the Washington, D.C. area who have filed suit in federal court against the subcontractor and a Pennsylvania construction firm. The workers are seeking $300,000 in back wages and damages. Jessica Salisbury is an attorney for Casa de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy group that is handling the case. Salisbury says unpaid workers are still coming into her office.
There were different groups of workers who came in independently with bad checks. So it started out with a group of six, and then there was a group of four, and then there was one day, I think, like 14 workers showed up.
The subcontractors, Miguel and Freddie Canales of Mount Airy, Maryland, could not be reached for comment. Their attorney, Richard O'Connor of Rockville, Maryland, did not return several phone calls. The two Mississippi casinos are reopening this week.
To see that these businesses will once again be flourishing and that the workers still haven't been paid a year later is really hard for us to take. It's really hard for the workers to take.
The Maryland suit is one of several filed in recent months on behalf of immigrant workers, most of whom are undocumented. Mary Bauer of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, has filed three such lawsuits.
Every immigrant worker that we have spoken with has told us a story about not being paid or not being paid appropriately for some job. It's really widespread and systematic.
Bauer says federal officials haven't done enough to prevent worker abuse. But Assistant U.S. Labor Secretary Victoria Lipnick says her office has recovered $1.5 million in back wages from contractors since January.
We are using every enforcement tool available to us and are certainly doing everything we can to make sure that our presence is known and that workers get paid.
Federal law applies to both legal and illegal workers. Lipnick says 26 Labor Department inspectors have been assigned to the Gulf area. 8 speak Spanish. These inspectors will likely remain there for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.